KMUD is currently holding its spring membership drive with the theme Education by the People for the People. This week, KMUD News is highlighting this theme and those who put it into action here on the North Coast and beyond. KMUD's Sigur Bjorn brings you the details of tonight's spotlight.
Dr. Ruhalla Avasaleh was the only faculty member at Cal Poly Humboldt to be arrested during the 8-day standoff between students and police at the university campus last spring. The assistant professor refused bail and went on hunger strike until the last student had been released from county jail. Despite all charges being dropped against them, Dr. Avasaleh's immigration status is at risk, echoing events happening all across the country at this very moment. In a conversation with KMUD's Lorna Schmidt, Dr. Avasaleh spoke about their experience of the protest, its aftermath, and why there is still tension on campus.
Growing up as a student, I always had this understanding that education is not only about learning subject matters, memorizing, or developing skills. It's also about some social engagement, is about some social and political understanding. As I grew older and went through higher degrees in higher education, I realized this is a more heavy responsibility for us, those of us who carry those three letters of PhD at the end of our names. We are supposed to be engaged with what's going on in the world, in our community. And we need to take actions. We cannot be neutral or indifferent. Indeed, being indifferent is actually taking a side. Being indifferent means you are taking sides with the status quo. It's hard not to think about those times. Those 8 days have been very significant, very impactful, I think, on the history of this campus and also on our personal lives, those of us who have been personally and directly impacted. So the arrest was definitely a traumatic event. That was not anything that anybody was looking forward to. I was there to make sure when that moment happens, there is someone who can support them. Maybe I can de-escalate things, or maybe I can comfort some of those who were hurt. And I'm glad that I was able to do a little bit of that job. I told this to the campus administration after I came back from my suspension, that they could end my career, but I'm the most accomplished teacher. What would be more rewarding for a teacher than being able to comfort a student in jail? The weeks after the arrest was very intense. People were in shock, in grief, in needed healing. We started reading, writing, healing circles with colleagues, with friends, with community members and students off campus. We had gatherings to help each other process the time. Some of those wounds are deeper than the others. Your listeners probably know one of the arrestees does not live with us anymore. She passed on June 6th. Almost 5 weeks after the arrest. She was a very brilliant and beautiful trans woman, very critical, very caring, very kind. So all kind of trauma, all kind of pressures were on us. I was probably one of the only, or maybe the only arrestee who was not an American citizen. And there was a concern, and still there is a concern, of that arrest record being used against me in my immigration procedures, which is ongoing. So that is not completely resolved, even though the district attorney has dropped the charges and rejected the police report. So there is anxiety in the community, on campus, coming from different causes. There is still an open wound from last year that is not healed. I know campus is doing some efforts to address that, but I think we need more rigorous, more active actions to address that healing. And as time goes, it does not heal itself. It gets just worse. Knowing that there is a widening gap between students, between campus and the admin and the state, it's very likely that we will have some tension, because all the ingredients needed for attention is there. One thing that I have been reminding my colleagues, the admin, and also the students, was whatever you do, whatever ideology or agenda you advocate for, remember that first and foremost, you are a human. And the other group that is in opposition with you, they are also humans. It's very easy for us to dehumanize the other side by imagining them as terrorists, as bigots, as, you know, unlimited variety of labels. Those are not helpful. Most of the time, those are not accurate also. I have been always telling my students that polarization is more dangerous than any other ideology. Polarization is more dangerous than white supremacy, than racial injustice, than transphobia, homophobia. We know through the history that all major conflicts in this world started after years of polarization. Polarization makes us do not see the other reality, do not see the other people's truth. And it's hard to say this as an activist. This is hard to believe and to embody this as a person who cares about oppression, who cares about those who are being murdered, assaulted, injured, taken away from their lands. We cannot change the world without trying to understand our enemies, our opposition, our other sides. It's easy for us to dismiss them. It's easy to think they are not intellectuals, they are stupid, they are not understanding. These are mental mechanisms to keep us safe. I think we need to dig and we need to actively seek their arguments to understand them. So in this political climate right now, I do think and I do advise students and peers and community members to reach out to somebody that they think is different from them ideologically and try to understand them. It's okay to fight with them. It's okay to argument with them. It's okay to engage in heated conversations with them. It is not okay to dismiss them and to pretend that they do not exist.
That was Cal Poly Humboldt Assistant Professor Dr. Ruhalla Awasaleh speaking to Lauren Schmidt. An extended version of the interview will air on KMUD at a later date.